Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 23rd November. Top stories for today. The government will examine and study the need to extend the implementation of the Conditional Movement Control Order until the end of this year. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Datuk Sri Mohamed Rizwan Mohamed Yusof, said the matter will be done by looking at the increasing trend involving COVID-19 cases in the country. He said the CMCO is implemented based on the risk assessment conducted by the Ministry of Health in each area involved, taking into account the number of positive cases and the rate of infection in the locality. Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun has expressed disappointment with the attitude of some opposition MPs who questioned the rules of the ministerial debate set for 20 minutes and only 80 elected representatives were allowed to be in the House. He said the matter should not be an issue and raised again as all party whip leaders have agreed on the matter in a previous meeting. 24,290 houses have been registered as homes free of tobacco smoke, according to Women, Family and Community Development Minister, Datuk Sri Rina Mohamed Harun. She said the smoke-free home program aimed to address the problem of exposure of secondhand smoke caused by parents who smoke would be expanded with the cooperation of the related non-governmental organizations. Plans under the program include looking into several aspects of the home environment and encouraging non-smoking practices in homes. Four Indonesian contract workers were charged in the Sessions Court today for causing pollution in Sungai Muda last November 12. However, they did not record any plea as they did not understand the charge that was read out to them before Judge Azman Abu Hassan. Following which, the court set December 22 for mention to get an interpreter to read out the charge against them in the Indonesian language. Leaders of the world's most powerful nations wrapped up the Group of 20 summit on Sunday, vowing to spare no effort to protect lives and ensure affordable access to COVID-19 vaccines for all people. The two-day summit of head of state was held virtually due to the coronavirus pandemic that has wiped out hundreds of millions of jobs globally and plunged millions into extreme poverty. Saudi Arabia's King Salman rounded out the summit, saying the G20's final statement succeeded in sending out a message of hope and reassurance to our citizens and all people around the world. Hong Kong's pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong and two other activists, Ivan Lam and Agnes Cho, were taken into custody Monday after they pleaded guilty to charges related to a demonstration outside police headquarters during anti-government protests last year. The trio were members of the now disbanded Dimosisto political party and the three are expected to be sentenced on December 2nd. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.